This is Living As You. What do you want to be when you grow up? The question that we all are asked when we are young, when we are a child playing outside, running around, living our childhood dreams. What do you want to be when you grow up? When I was asked this question when I was a kid, when I was always playing with my brother Michael, when we were playing sports outside, living out this just incredible childhood that my parents were so fortunate enough to provide for us, I always responded with, I want to be a firefighter, or maybe I can go to the moon, or I want to be a professional tennis player. Those were always some of the first things that came to mind. And as I've gotten older, it seems as though this question, what do you want to be when you get older, has evolved, same question, but now into the form of, what do you want to do for a career? What do you want to be? What does your future look like? Patrick, after you graduate from college, what do you see yourself doing? And I think about this question a lot. I think a lot of people do. And initially, when we are young, this question is all about simply curiosity. It's simply when it's asked, it's about dreaming. It's about when you get older, when that moment comes, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, what do you want to see yourself doing? As I've gotten older, as I've gotten asked this question a lot more, I feel like there's a lot more expectation that comes with this question. And I hear so many people say, so many times, especially often, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know the field. I don't know all my interests or all my passions or what is even out there. You don't have to know. That is one thing recently, the last 6 months, that I've picked up on, that society continually asks this question of us through people, through around us. So what are you doing this summer? Or what are you doing after you graduate college? You don't have to know exactly what you want to do in life. It's so easy to think that you have to have it all figured out, that everyone else around you has it all figured out, that you're the only one who doesn't know exactly what major you want to have in college, exactly where you want to live in this world, exactly what you want to do in business, finance, marketing, medicine. Sometimes it just takes life to get going, to get rocking in life and allow your life experiences to help you, to shape this question. We are not called to know, to plan out our life in a way that, okay, we know A, we know B, then we know C. Life doesn't work that way. And so I believe it's kind of an unfair question for people to ask, what do you want to do after graduation? What are your plans? What do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you see yourself in 10, 15 years? I differentiate this from dreaming. Dreaming is incredibly important. Dreaming is something that drives us, allows us to use our curiosity, to connect our passions, to connect the things we dream about, the things we want to do in our life. But simply answering the question of what do you want to do when you get older or after graduation? What are your plans? Sometimes for all of us, for most of us, a simple, you know what? I don't know. Here are some thoughts. Here are some of my interests, but I'm completely okay with letting life take me, with letting my experiences and my interests and my mentors shape my path. You don't have to know what you want to do in life. And for a lot of people, that's hard, especially since they feel, myself included, you feel like you have to know. You feel like everyone is constantly asking about what you want to do, where you want to be, how much money you want to make, like all these things that in the moment don't matter. These things are about the future. And yes, you have to think about the future. Yes, there are certain steps you should take to prepare, whether it's submitting applications or at least thinking a little bit about the next year or, hey, what roughly you want to be doing. But in general, if you consume yourself with constantly thinking and expecting that you will have it all figured out, what you want to do next year, what you want to be doing in 5 years, where you want to be living, then you're just going to torture yourself. Then you're just going to put all this extra stress and anxiety on yourself. So many people that this world has seen flourish, or at least allow their passions and curiosity to blossom into new ideas and creations, they didn't figure out what kind of they wanted to do or their life route until they were older. I would argue, actually, that it was life that helped them figure out a path that would bring them joy. I don't believe that we're here on this earth with the calling to one thing. Oh, you're called to be a doctor, or you're called to just be a lawyer. There is only that one profession or one thing in this world that you are called to do. I don't believe in that. Yes, I believe that certain professions you are called towards. But just because you're interested in speaking or medicine or computer science or engineering doesn't mean that you are just meant to go into one of those fields. I believe that each of us have all wonderful gifts, so many gifts and talents and things that we bring to life that you could go into a variety of fields and find success, find joy, and live a life of fulfillment. It's just not one thing. So I think it's unrealistic when we put that expectation on ourselves that we have to find this one thing in life. We have to know exactly what we want to do from the time we enter college. I think it's so hard. It's so tough on college freshmen, people who are going to college for the first time, to think they have to know what they want to do. Here you are coming out of high school where you've taken high school classes. You're just starting to kind of figure out who you are. You're making friends for the first time. You've had these 4 years of growth in high school. And you come to college and you're going to pick a major, you're taking classes. But when you get to ask those questions freshman year, what do you want to do when you get older? Or like, what is your major? Or where do you see yourself after Notre Dame? I think those are unfair questions. And I don't think any of us should have an answer. The people that respond with, I'm double majoring in Arabic and finance, and I have this internship lined up, and after graduation, I'm going to be in New York and Wall Street and doing this. I think that is great that they've thought a little bit about those, and maybe those are dreams and goals. But to me, it's kind of unrealistic. Like, you can't expect to have that by day one. Maybe after 4 years of college, taking different classes, having different summer experiences, maybe you have a little bit more insight into what you might want to do and where your passions lie. But I still think it is unrealistic for each of us to know exactly where you're being called. You don't have to know what you want to do in this world. Exactly. Yes, I think it is important to recognize your passions and your interests and what brings you joy and what brings you energy and what just like drives you to get up in the morning. But that is different than knowing, okay, this one job, I have to get this one job. Think about the pressure you put on yourself when you think there's only one thing that you're being called to do. I mean, Alan Rickman, famous actor Alan Rickman, before the age of 26, he was doing graphic design. Then when he turns 26, he starts thinking, hey, you know what? I love acting. So let me try out being an actor. This guy was a stud in Harry Potter, becoming Snape. I mean, I love the guy. He's one of the most famous actors of all time. And at 26, he was a graphic designer. That's when he started, hey, let me try this acting thing. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, arguably the most powerful, influential company in this world right now. Amazon is taking over the world. This guy started in computer science on Wall Street. What? When he took a road trip from New York to Seattle, he came up with the idea for this crazy business called Amazon. He said, you know what? Let's go for this. Let's try it out. And look where Amazon is. I don't believe that Alan Rickman was just called to be an actor, or Jeff Bezos was just called to go into entrepreneurship. Yes, that's where they've had success and what people know them as, but I simply think that they kind of let life take them. They had experiences, they had dreams, they had goals. They just like had experiences, reflected on them, and just opportunities come up when you put your foot in the door, when you dream, when you put yourself out there to try something new. In my own life, like, did I know I wanted to do medicine? Do I still know I want to do medicine? I think so. I don't know. When people ask me, Patrick, what do you want to do after Notre Dame? Or what do you want to be when you get older? Where do you see yourself? Where exactly do you want to go to medical school? I tell them, I'm here in the present moment. Like, yes, I'm planning. Next year, right now, I'm filling out lots of applications because I'd like to do something possibly with French, possibly a year of service, because having that abroad experience was so impactful for me. But do I know exactly that I want to go to medical school and be a doctor or be a surgeon? No. Have I had people and experiences in my life influence me to possibly consider this? Yes. So that's why I'm doing pre-med. That's why I'm studying neuroscience, because simply I find neuroscience interesting. Simply, I've had amazing mentors in medicine that have gotten me to look into this field and say, whoa, this could be something fun. This might fulfill me one day. But do I know exactly if medicine is calling me, if that is the one thing for me? No. And do I believe that? No. I don't believe that each of us have just one thing on this earth that we're called to do and that we have to figure out now. I don't believe we actually have to figure it out ever, because that is so much pressure on each of us. I think just the best thing each of us can do is staying in the present moment and focusing on what's giving us joy now. And I simply think if you just look at some of the interests in your life, some of the things that fill you with joy, fill you with passion, and connect those with some of the opportunities that are coming up or some of the jobs that are in this world, you will all find some job or occupation that will fulfill you. But I think just letting go of the idea and expectation, unrealistic expectation, that you have to know now, you have to know exactly what you want to do in this world now, I think that just gives all of us a lot more peace. Because everyone, come on, 98% of people you ask the question, hey, what do you want to do after you graduate? Or what do you want to be when you grow up? 98% are going to say, I don't know. I'm interested in math. I like taking English classes. I've had a cool internship in computer science that might be cool, but I don't know. But if you look at people when they're 30, 40, 50, how many of them can look at their career and say, man, you know what? I kind of like what I'm doing. Or it's funny how life worked out. No one plans their life out. And the people that do have kind of a, okay, I'm going to go from A to B to C in my life. If you were to ask them when they're 60, 70, 80, if their life went according to that initial plan, I would bet that most of them would say no. And I think that is the beautiful thing about life, is you wake up today and you have a plan. You expect, oh, A, B, and C are going to happen. And sometimes, most times, they don't happen. The day doesn't go according to that plan. Life doesn't go according to the plan that you initially make. And I think that's just a beautiful thing. If it did, it would be boring. Life wouldn't be that beautiful gem, that beautiful gift that we've been given. And so how do we stay present? How do we keep this attitude? How do we not allow this societal pressure when people ask you that question, oh, what do you want to do next year, to affect us? I simply say, trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust this universe. Trust God if you believe in God, but trust yourself, trust your heart. And so if you don't know what you want to do today, that is phenomenal. That is completely okay. That is wonderful. That means you're being present. because life will work out. You will figure out what exactly you will be doing one day. And whether that's because someone else gives you an opportunity that you're like, I can't pass this up. Or somehow you fall into something. Or a job opens up that you think sounds exciting. Go for it. But just know you don't have to know what you want to do. There's not one thing that this world is calling you to do. You have so many gifts and talents. In whatever way life and the universe leads you to using these gifts and talents, you will change the world.